Good morning and welcome to this online celebration of Holy Communion on this 13th Sunday after Trinity. As always, whoever you are and wherever you come from, we welcome you and are glad that you are joining us. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Through Christ, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Hymn 614, Great Shepherd of Your People Here. Almighty God,
to whom
all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord,
have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father,
we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you, through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book Exodus, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to make a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbour in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of each houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted over the fire with its head, legs and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed for this morning is number 149, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. Alleluia. O sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing his praise in the congregation of the faithful.
Let Israel rejoice in their Maker.
Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King.
Let them praise his name in the dance.
Let them sing praise to him with tremble and lyre.
For the Lord has pleasure in his people,
and adorns the poor and salvation.
Let the faithful be joyful in glory.
Let him rejoice in their ranks,
with the praises of God in their mouths,
and a two-edged sword in their hands,
to execute vengeance on the nations,
and punishments on the peoples,
to bind their kings in chains,
and their nobles with fetters of iron,
to execute on them the judgment decreed.
Such honour have all the faithful servants. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, beginning at verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbour as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbour, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us live honourably as in the day, not in revelling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn, 495, Jesus, Jesus, fill us with your love.
Fill us with your love, show us.
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen, even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The ocean is one of the most beautiful of all God's creations. If you sit at the shoreline, you can never see where the ocean ends. And there is much to be learned from sitting and looking at the ocean. If you are present at high tide, the waves come crashing into the shoreline. That is greatly exacerbated in the midst of torrential storms like hurricanes. At high tide, the ocean seems to command your attention and invites you, as it were, into a conversation. It is loud and roaring. Resistance to its natural movement can be detrimental. If you are in the water when the tide is at its peak, you will be pushed and nudged back to the shore. Conversely, at low tide, the ocean is generally calm as the waves come in quietly, softly, but still majestically. There you are lulled into a moment of quiet and perhaps deep reflection. 2020 has been the year of high tide. The waves have been crashing at our shoreline for most of the year. We have been pushed into our shelters. We have found new life in visitations through our computer screens. For way too many, the waves have overtaken them, creating major loss of life due to pandemic-related illnesses. For others, the waves have crashed at the shoreline of social equality in situations that for so long have been determined to only respond during low tide. As we wait for the return to whatever normal is, God is extending an invitation for us to respond to those things which we can change, those things over which we do have some control. We are working towards returning to in-person worship. We are, many of us, back in person at our workplaces. But even if we are not, we can attend to other urgent matters that are asking for our attention. Many people, I suggest, are currently searching for a roadmap leading to a community which holds that vision wherein all people may experience dignity and abundant life and see themselves and others as beloved children of God. There is no easy path, and a great deal of talking, discernment, and action are required to get to that promised land. There are times when conversations are difficult to engage in. People struggle in the most intimate interpersonal relationships to say that they have been hurt or how they have been offended. Sometimes people just walk away without ever expressing true feelings about the pain they have suffered because of the actions of others. When the conversation does not yield the desired result the very first time, there is a tendency to, as it were, shrug it off and simply to give up. The challenge is that when those conversations are avoided, it can leave behind a toxic culture that permeates a community needlessly. We never know which incident after evading a conflict will trigger the crashing of waves once again at the shoreline. The Gospel according to Matthew challenges us to become involved in tough conversations. We are called to bravely stand up for what is right and against what is wrong, and to raise our voices. If needed, the roadmap provides strategies wherever conflicts develop. This particular passage is thought to be a conversation that was created by the apostle. It is highly unlikely that Jesus said these exact words, because Jesus never spoke about the church or resolving conflicts in the church. This text applies to conflicts that required attention after his death. The message, however, is central to an understanding of how to stay in conversation at the most challenging times. Amid a national pandemic, we ought to summon up the courage to address, for instance, systemic racism, look at the root causes, and find solutions that will reorder how people may live together in a harmonious and loving community that celebrates the depth and breadth of our beautiful world. The church and its leaders are perfectly poised to spearhead this mission. This is a remarkable moment in what we call the ordinary time of the church to model for the secular society what brave conversations that lead to healing look like. Jesus understood that healing involves taking some risks. Every time he dined with tax collectors and Gentiles, people were enraged. It was unseemly for him to fraternize with the others, they thought. Jesus continued to preach about love for one another. In a year when many of the old societal norms are being challenged, the church is also tasked with confronting its own struggles for equality. For those who feel that the church has sinned against them, Matthew recommends that such sin be called out, first privately then in increasingly public formats. We are at an inflection point where this work must be done with urgency. It can be done even at a time when in-person gatherings are conducted at a minimum. We can challenge ourselves to creatively determine how to facilitate dialogues with other congregations within our context and across denominations. Truth-telling creates vulnerability and sometimes leads to confrontations, or perhaps carefrontations, where we act with love to continue the dialogue. We must not give up if we are ever going to arrive at low tide where we love our neighbours as ourselves. We must all be willing to risk pain and suffering to get there. In an earlier chapter written by St. Matthew, Jesus bids Peter step out in faith into the rocky seas and to come to him. Although the waves are crashing, Jesus beckoned Peter. He beckons us, his contemporary disciples, to step out in faith to eradicate this awful inequality. The goal of becoming a loving community is not relegated to one or a handful of people. There must be a focused and concerted effort for everyone to engage. It is clearly understood that the past cannot be undone, but the goal of studying and revisiting history is to help understand what happened and learn from those mistakes. Too often, dialogues lead to superficial work that is ultimately unsatisfying. Jesus is inviting us to dismantle this sin once and for all, so that the afflicted may be healed forever. May God nudge us all to the shore where we can find the energy to listen to each other and develop a plan that leads to lasting change. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, keep the whole church steadfast in faith, ready to bear the cost of discipleship. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes. We pray for those being ordained deacon today in Willowfield Parish Church. Colin Burney for service in St. Clement's, Belfast, and James Fleming to serve in Kilcomain Community Church. We pray for John, our Archbishop and Metropolitan, and the other church leaders. In particular, we remember the Right Reverend George Davidson, consecrated this past week as Bishop of Connor. Grant them your daily help and build us up in faith and love. May all Christian people honour one another in love, giving thanks for our redemption. Guide us and direct us in the preparations we are making to safely return to Sunday services in our church buildings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all creation, we know that everything is in your sovereign control. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Brandon Lewis, and the government. The First Minister, Arlene Foster, Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and Executive. Also, President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic. Give all in positions of responsibility your wisdom in making decisions that affect the lives and futures of others. Give wisdom to the United Nations organization and all who have influence in disputes between nations, that they may count the cost of conflict and division before it is too late. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, we thank you for your faithfulness in how you have guided and equipped us in our jobs and have provided in the past. As people feel financial strain during this ongoing period of uncertainty, bring them comfort and peace, reminding them that you are there with them and for them. Provide for them in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, may the compassion of Christ still prevail to heal the sick and feed the hungry through the divine love that never fails. As more people become sick during this ongoing pandemic, healthcare workers are working longer hours with fewer supplies and with more risk of contracting coronavirus themselves. Renew their energy and sustain them on long shifts. Bring your protection upon them as they work with patients. Multiply their supplies so that they have the protective items needed to stay safe on the job. Inspire and invigorate the research doctors as they seek to develop further tests to diagnose the virus and identify protocols to eliminate the disease's spread. We pray for all who are bereaved and grant them the assurance of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember and give thanks for those who have fulfilled their work on earth and entered into rest. Grant them eternal life through the cross that was borne for them. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume.
We do not presume.
To come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
From Thanks and Praise, number 157, we pray thee, Heavenly Father, to hear us in thy love.
Thank you.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you.
You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dying, you destroyed our death.
Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us, who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith, with thanksgiving. God, our Creator, you feed your children with the true manna, the living bread from heaven. Let this holy food sustain us through our earthly pilgrimage until we come to that place where hunger and thirst are no more, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God,
Almighty God,
we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Hymn 618, Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ, Amen.
Thank you for your presence with us and for participating in this online service. As schools have now reopened throughout the country, we wish both teachers and pupils well as they resume classes and other activities. The September edition of the Parish Magazine has now gone to press and will be posted to parishioners during the coming week. Tomorrow Monday at 7:30 p.m. Anna Hilt Select Vestry will meet in the parochial hall. Sunday next, the 13th of September, in church worship in the Church of the Ascension Anna Hilt will resume with a service of morning prayer at 10 o'clock. Unfortunately, our seating capacity will be quite restricted because of social distancing. And for this reason, it will be necessary for worshippers to reserve their seat in advance by contacting the church wardens, either by email or by telephone. The church wardens' contact details will be included on the parish website, in the parish magazine, and in a separate letter being sent to parishioners. Please keep in touch with our parish website, where in the next few days, information on the reopening of Anna Hill Sunday School by Zoom may be found. God willing, in-church services will resume in Mara Hamlet on the first Sunday of next month, that is Sunday the 4th of October. Further details and information will be given in due course. For the time being, a service will continue to be transmitted online and distributed by CD. Thank you.